welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and Melissa, oh my gosh, we need Melissa, because Melissa Negrin Wiener is with us, and she is here to talk about the scamming that's going on right now. It is probably one of the biggest problems that seniors face today. And Melissa, we have got a problem in Houston. We have a big problem. How are you and welcome?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. So this is from lottery phone scams, from grandparent scams to romance scams to IRS imposter scams. I mean, this is a serious, we've got a lot of scamming going on.
We do, and it's getting worse and worse. I mean, I'm sure we all see it with our own, you know, cell phones. We get these calls 24/7.
Oh,
now,
all the time. Yes.
Yeah. So our seniors are really vulnerable.
I have to tell you, some of them are real. Some of these are so close to being. You kind of wonder if it is a scam or not. I mean, they're so good at what they do.
They really are. And, you know, when they make the call and they get the person on the phone, especially like the grandparent scam that, you know, this is your grandson and I'm in jail, you know, the fear that kind of overtakes and the adrenaline that overtakes the person, they don't even stop to think, you know, do my grandchildren even call me grandpa? You know, we have so many names now, right, for grandparents. You know,
yeah.
Papa and Peepa and whatever the names are, and they don't even stop because they get so nervous to think, could this even be my grandchild? Are they even calling me by the right name?
So how do we protect our friends and family and the elderly and all of us?
I mean, really, like I said, the key is to kind of just stop and think about what's happening, because if a loved one is calling you and saying that they've been arrested and they're in jail, or they're stuck at an airport in another country or something like that, the best thing you can do is either hang up and call that person to make sure that it, you know, whether or not it really is them, or pick up another phone in the house if you have a cell phone or whatever, and call that person directly just to see if they pick up the phone and they're, no, I'm home. What are you talking about? You know, we know that it's not something that's going on, that's really going on. God forbid it was, you want to make sure that, you know, you're helping your family member. But really just picking up the phone to get in touch with that person will tell you right away whether or not it's a scam.
And the romance scams. Oh, my gosh. There are so many of these. I think I just saw one on one of the magazine television shows, you know, one of those stories of how a woman gave away everything she owned to this man that she never met.
Mm-hmm.
And
amazing.
He just, I just was like shocked. I was so shocked. But it's happening. This is like real stuff happening.
As elder law attorneys, you know, we are constantly meeting with families to talk about finances, right, and protecting assets for the future and things like that. So these come up all the time, you know, where I'll talk to an adult child who will tell me, My mom has given away over $250,000 to this man who, you know, she swears that, you know, he's in love with her. They've never met. They've never even seen each other. And she just keeps sending money.
How do you deal with that? I mean, it's her money, but how do you deal with it?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation because it is, but, you know, it is her money. But in some cases, if we have, you know, a power of attorney or, you know, if people don't realize the ramifications of what they're doing and there's a guardian or somebody else who can step in to kind of take control of the financial situation to make sure that, you know, this person is not hurt even more than they already are.
Right. It's really amazing. And then we talk about this one all the time, the IRS stuff. That's, you know, that's, we know, we get into that a lot on the show, that the IRS would never, ever do that. They don't call and they don't do those kinds of things. So, you know, obviously you can hang up on that one. But But tell me about the lottery phone scams. What are these about?
The lottery phone scams are, they can either be by phone or sometimes they're by email, where they convince a senior that they are receiving a lottery winning, or in some cases they're receiving a huge inheritance from a relative, a long-lost relative in whatever country. And before they can receive their winnings or their inheritance, they must pay a fee or a tax. So now you've put in this person's mind that they're about to get this huge sum of money, but before they can, they have to send a payment for whatever it is, some percentage of this money. And they do it. They do it thinking, wow, I'm going to get all this money. And I've spoken to, to clients who, their thought process was, wow, I'm going to have all this money now to leave for my children, or I'm not going to have to worry about running out of money or outliving my money. And it's just, something that you can't imagine that somebody would truly believe, but they're so convincing.
Yes, they really are. I get different emails that I immediately put into my spam folder. We just need to verify your account. I got hacked this morning, actually. I've gotten more emails and phone calls from people from all over. Did I send a Google document? And I didn't. If you got something from me, don't open it. It's not for me. But this is happening all the time.
Right, and it's happening because we're more likely to input personal information, whether it's online or using our cell phones, and, people are getting that information, or information is being sold, and, now it's all out there. It's so easy to get. So it's really important to make sure that, that our seniors really, don't give any personal information to anybody. Not your Medicare number,
right.
Not your Social Security number, none of it.
Right. And, you also want to make us aware that utility companies don't come to the home for cash. They don't do that. The IRS never email demanding immediate payment or threaten you. I've been getting one lately from the Social Security Administration saying that my Social Security number has been hacked. And
yeah.
To call immediately. Sure. Call immediately.
Right.
And I called and I said, I played the game, and then I just, said, this is being recorded. I've reported you to the police. They hung up immediately.
I'm sure they did. they really use this this sense of urgency.
They do. It's
people,
a sense of urgency. Yeah, it's really sad. Give us the best website. Thank you so much for coming on, Melissa.
Oh, thank you for having me. We can be found online at GensurLaw.com. We're Genser Kona Elder Law. And like I said, we help people in dealing with asset preservation, protection, estate planning, and
awesome.
Long-term care. And these issues come up all the time. So,
thank you so much. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned, BizTalk Radio.